This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back. This is our number two of USA Prepares. This is Kathy, and I'm with Sharon, and we were talking about saving money. One of the things that I did last year is I happened to go to Costco, and they had this brand of, they're like T-shirts, women's T-shirts. And they had them marked down. They were three of them for $5. And they're really comfortable. They wear well. It's nice fabric. And I bought two different packages because they had different colors. And what I ended up doing was I noticed that my pajama tops that I was wearing, some of them, the fabric, I have two of them, the fabric literally stretched out. I don't know what was in it. I don't know why, but they hung down like a jersey type of a knit, and it was just ridiculous. I couldn't even hardly wear them. They went from, I wear like a small to a medium, and they went to like a large or extra large. And so what I did was I used these T-shirts that I bought that are really soft and comfortable, and I just swapped them out for these other pajama tops. And I did have some that were getting worn out, and I thought, well, I'll just use these. So for $10, I got six T-shirts, and some of them I wear around the house, but I've used three or four of them for my pajama tops. And then that basically saved me from having to buy new pajamas. So that was just a random thing I thought about over the break, Sharon.
Yeah, I think it's really good to look for things like that. Costco does do some pretty good markdowns, and it ends in a 97. Usually means they're super low, getting rid of it.
Yeah.
And at the end of each season, kind of early even, I mean, like they'll start in January, February, they'll start putting out, which is funny, up here, swimsuits and stuff like that, which is crazy, but they'll be starting to mark out all the winter stuff, even though we're definitely still in winter up here. But you can get some amazing deals if you watch it. You can, just being aware of it. I was going to mention Costco. I don't know about Sam's Club, but I know Costco, people can give you a gift card, and you can shop there without a membership. So if you didn't want to purchase the membership because you don't feel that you'll use that much of it, you could have a good friend give them money, pick up a gift card for you, and then give it to you, and then you could go shop with that. So that's a way to avoid having to pay a membership. We personally buy the membership because there are a few things there that are just worth buying, especially like their spices. And there's just enough stuff by the end of the year that is worth buying. And occasionally we pick up things for our kids because they don't always have Costco cards. They're adults. And so we can usually get enough. In fact, I jumped to their executive one because I actually get it cheaper by the points that I get in this last year. I still had to pay, but it was probably $20 less than the regular membership, so it paid off for me this year. And last year I kind of broke even a year ago, but I have done that. But for years I just had the basic plan, which is fine. It works. We do not shop there a massive amount for certain things. I used to get my dog food there, which I have done. But I, too, again, found dog food for $9 for 50 pounds in the markdown. And because we give our dog scraps and stuff. I know you make your dog food. You're much nicer to your dog as far as diet-wise, but we give our dog whatever food isn't, not the cheapest stuff, okay, but so-so stuff. But then I get cracked eggs, and I cook them up, and I give it to him, and he gets some leftovers. And he's, you know, we've taken our dogs in the past to the vet, and they go, oh, they have such a nice coat, you know. But, well, it's probably still scraps that you get, and they've broken eggs and stuff. But anyway, we would buy our dog food there because it was less expensive, and I buy the paper products a lot, like the big toilet paper and paper towels and that kind of thing, because it's a lot less expensive. So you kind of just have to know your prices. And the thing about shopping to save money is you really have to be controlled, that you don't just buy because, oh, that looks good, I think I'll buy some chips, or I'll buy this or that. That'll pretty much shoot your budget. Now, if you have an unlimited budget, you don't have to worry about it, go for it. But for people like my husband and I, we live on Social Security, and so we have a very limited budget. But we eat extremely well and do very well by looking for markdowns and chip stock-ups. And I don't buy stuff in the markdown that I'm not going to actually eat and use. Although occasionally I'll pick up seasoning blends because I like to use seasonings. But by and large, there's lots of great deals, but I don't need 5 bags of potato chips, you know. I just don't need them. And so I'm kind of pretty selective. I'm pretty self-controlled as far as I'm not an impulse shopper. If you're an impulse shopper, then I would suggest maybe just shop once a week and shop the ads and then maybe look for a few markdowns. But you do kind of have to know what you use all the time and keep a general inventory and check it every so often. So, like, maybe you're down to, I'm never down to this, but say you're down to 5 cans of tomato sauce and you use it a lot, and then they have a sale or a markdown, then you would want to stock up on that now instead of paying the full price. And we have a store that does a lot of Lost Leader ads with coupons. So they have their metal gold butter on for $1.99 a pound, limit 2 with their little coupon. But you get more coupons at the door. So my husband and I each went and bought 4, you know, 2 each, and then we went back another day and got 2 more. So we got ahead for eight of them for only $16. So we have 8 pounds of butter. We put them in the freezer except for one, and we just saved ourselves basically $16, you know, because they're running like $4 and something a pound. And this was actually metal gold, a good brand. You know, I don't, when it comes to butter, I'm not real picky. It just needs to be butter. I have a daughter who likes to get the Kerry butter, which is great, but that's so much money. It's like, I don't need Kerry butter. I can just use regular butter. But, you know, anyway, those are just ways to save money, and it's just kind of being intentional thinking about it. You know, I was thinking we always push stocking up, but you'll save so much money if you can stock up ahead. And there usually are ways to store a lot of your stuff. You just have to think a little creatively. And like you, even with stacking some boxes on top of a, what was it, cabinet or something, you know, you could go 4 high at least and just mark on the outside what you have in it, you know. And you can save, you literally can save thousands of dollars at the end of the year by buying this way. You really can. And I know Kathy does it. We like to call each other and tell each other what great bills we found. But
oh, yeah,
with the prices going up and they anticipate them to go up even more, it would really pay to start learning how to do these cost-saving techniques. And then you might consider not always having, I mean, I think fresh vegetables and stuff are really important, especially in summer when you can get them like this. But frozen meat frequently can be cheaper, or even when they start to mark the meat down. We live too far from the store to really take advantage of that usually. They do it in the morning. But we have friends that live near town, and they get some amazing, really high-quality meats that they've had to mark down because they got a little brown-looking. They're not bad. They're perfectly fine. They don't have to be bright pink. They haven't gone bad. They've just gotten a little oxidation in it, and you can buy it sometimes half the price. And if you do that, you can take it home even and freeze it. And when I freeze my stuff, I double wrap it in plastic wrap really tight, getting the air out, and then I usually wrap it in some butcher paper if I want to store it long term. I also have a vacuum packer, and I've started putting a lot of my bags in that because they take up a little bit less space than when you wrap it the other way. But if you wrap it the way I do with the double wrap, plastic wrap, and real tight, like squeeze all the air out and put that in, I've had meat in my freezer for 3 years that's still good. It didn't freeze or burn. So you can actually store things longer if you just get the air off of it, whether you just wrap it super tight. And my daughter actually takes those produce bags, and they wrap their, they hunt. Okay, we do too. And they take the, like, venison burger, and they put a pound in it, and they twist it really tight, and they throw it in another bag, and then they wrap it. And it lasts really well that way, too, and that's a little quicker. But I don't have the produce bag, so I don't worry about it. But anyway, there are ways to save what you have, because you don't want to put your food in the freezer and have it get freezer burnt and then have to throw it. So that's one thing. Also, I was just going to mention, if you want to shop stores, I personally don't care to shop Walmart a lot, but they do have cheaper prices. The Dollar Tree is actually a really good place to stock up on some goods. You just have to know your prices. So you can frequently get different meats, canned meats, at the Dollar Tree cheaper than other places. So that's a place to consider going to. You can also frequently get some pasta and rice. They're cheap. You just have to know the sizes and prices, because you might beat the price at Walmart if you look at it. But I would recommend having a stocked pantry. That way you don't have to run to the store and say, oh, what am I going to eat tonight? You know, you have stuff. And when my kids are growing up, we had them involved in lots of activities that I thought were educational, piano lessons, art lessons, sports, some choir, 4-H, pony club, you name it. We had a bunch, and we had 5 kids. And so I would actually have a list of easy meals to put together on my cabinet, so that when I thought, well, what can I do? And I will tell you, your crock pot can be your best friend. Because there's only 2 of us and I don't want to heat up the whole house, I pulled out our toaster oven, which I haven't used a lot, but I've used it a couple times this last week because I didn't want to heat up our house. And you can easily cook for 2 people in that. So if you're not cooking for a large family, a toaster oven can be very handy. And I've actually changed my mind a little bit on the Instapots. I picked one up for, I think, $25 in the markdown. It's an actual brand new Instapot. And they are actually very handy, especially if you're working outside, because they're just basically an electric pressure cooker. But you can set the time, and it stays even, and you don't have to keep an eye on it like I would with a regular pressure cooker. So they're worth having, I think. I really do. You can take frozen meat and cook it from frozen meat to a real meal. And so if you forgot to take something out, you can actually make meals. And people will say, well, I don't know what to make. And YouTube is your friend. You can put in 4 or 5 ingredients and put recipe question mark, and it will spit out and show a bunch of recipes that use those ingredients, and you can make one of them using the ingredients you have. And it's really fun because you can find all kinds of things that you wouldn't have even maybe thought of. And so I would suggest actually doing that now, and it will save you a lot of money by making your own food, and it tastes a whole lot better than these prepared meals. It just does. Anyway, what else have you to say, Kathy?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and that it's really hard to get people to understand that haven't ever done it, is it takes time. I mean, it's much easier to just go to the store, buy something prepackaged, buy something frozen, put it in the oven, go out to eat. But if you do what we do, it takes time. Now, once you've done it for a while, it becomes second nature. But I love your crock pot idea. I love your Instapot. I have one. I haven't opened it yet. I just have to get myself used. Okay, I just have to sit down, read the instructions, and try it. So I haven't done it. I got the same thing. I got it on clearance at one of the stores. But I have a little toaster convection oven that I found. Oh, no, actually, I think I got it in an auction for like $7. And I have a laundry room with a door. So I go in, I put my baked potatoes in there, I put casseroles in there, and I just bake. And it keeps the heat out of the kitchen. So when we come back, Karen, I'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Sharon, we were talking about the convection or toaster oven, and I love my little oven. It's probably maybe 12 inches, 13 inches. So I can get a casserole dish in there, and it saves me money. If I heat up my stove, and it just warms up the whole, you know, kitchen and family room area. So I would say, and it's less energy. So I would say if you can do it, I mean, mine heats up in like 3 or 4 minutes, maybe less. It's really fast. So it cooks a little quicker. It's just a nice thing to have. Even when I'm making something in the crock pot in the summer, I just put it in my laundry room and shut the door. And so that keeps the heat out of my kitchen. But Sharon, one of the things too that you were talking about Costco, and I do the same thing. I bought the higher membership because you get 2% back, but I shop enough there that it more than pays for the regular. Most of the time, sometimes I break even. I might only have to pay $20, but some of the things you can buy there, you just can't beat the price. I mean, some have gone up, but I mean coffee, like the big cans of coffee, flour, spices, sugar, rice, noodles, spaghetti, canned goods, even like their hummus. They have hummus that in the big tubs. If you price that at your other grocery store, some of their mixed, like their mixed greens and their romaine lettuce, like a six pack, like I think it's $4.99 for a six pack. Well, you're going to pay probably $3.99 or $4.99 for smaller heads at your grocery store for free. And so I just look at the fact that, you know, we try to eat healthy. I know I could probably get away with eating more packaged food, but, you know, I want to do a class with Vince. We were chatting about it a little bit the other day, and I want to talk about, like, what's in our food and some of the ingredients to really look out for that are dangerous. And the other countries ban those foods that we have. So Vince and I are probably going to do a class coming up on that. So just the more natural, the more you can grow. I think it's a painting now or painting later. If you can eat healthy, you can grow your food. Even if you can't grow your food, because I know it's time consuming. And so even if you can't, you can scrounge around. Like what I have done, and it takes me a long time, if I get up in the morning, if I go to certain areas of the town, I can make a big loop and I can hit like four grocery stores or four or five. They're all within a few miles of one another. I know where the markdowns are. I know a lot of times when they're going to mark down, like they might have their big bags of broccoli marked down to like $2. Nothing wrong with them, but the date says they have to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Or in their markdown things where they have, like you were talking at Kroger, they have the little bins for their vegetables. So you might get like three avocados for $1 or three or four peppers for $1. And I just look at them carefully. Sometimes I undo the knot to make sure like they're not all real shriveled. I mean, some of them are pretty much too far gone. But if they're halfway decent, I can use that in a stir fry or you know, another dish, or I can freeze it. So I've been known to be gone for like 3 or 4 hours, and I come home, and then a lot of times that's where I find the markdowns. Like I might find, like one time I found chicken broth, organic chicken broth for a quarter a can. I think I bought two or three of the cases. And then, because I knew my kids, I thought, well, my kids are probably going to want some. So we're always calling each other, but it just takes time. I mean, I could go to one store and I could just buy what they have and come home. And I could be probably home in an hour and a half or 2 hours, probably longer because it takes me a while to get into town. But if I go to three or four, I know I save money. And that brings me to another thing now that we're talking about the stores. Please check your receipts. You know that now they have these things you can get online and you can check their digital coupons. And you have to clip them to get the digital coupons on most of the stores that I've gone to. But they don't always go through. And you get home if you don't check your receipt. They didn't give you the dollar off or the free item or whatever it is. And I'll finish talking about it when we get back. But just check your receipts. I have caught $30 or $40 mistakes just this last week.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
News update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Beijing today on a mission to find common economic ground for the U.S. and China. Tumultuous weather throughout the U.S., heavy rainfall and flash flooding risks threatening the central plains through Friday, high temperatures making life miserable in areas from the southwest to the Pacific Northwest. The National Weather Service says there's also a possibility of severe storms and tornadoes in the high plains today. Threads, Meta's competitor to Twitter, has already garnered millions of users since it launched yesterday. The text-based social networking app allows Instagram users to post short updates, links, pictures, and videos. Celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have already joined. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it.
I know, something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it. God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the... Easy, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back. This is Kathy with Sharon. You know, we were talking about keeping a home and saving money, and I did want to do something. I'm a very visual person, and I find that if I make a list, I have to have a grocery list. I just will forget. I know I will. There are a few things I'll go and then I forget. But even if it's something around the house, you know, it might be something like fold the clothes, call the dentist, just things, mail the package. whatever it is. And I find that if I make a list, I get a lot more done. If I don't, I feel like it's in the back of my mind and I just feel cluttered. And then if I write it down, then I think, okay, I don't have to keep trying to remind myself about it. I try to prioritize it. I try to put the most important things at the top that have to get done throughout the day. So I think it's part of life. It's not just keeping a home or I think even out having a business. It's just if you have a list of things that have to get done, I think that's really valuable. And then, you know, Sharon, I was thinking about, we were talking about the receipt, and I literally caught mistakes. Like I had scanned, the cashier scanned bananas, and when I looked at the receipt before she checked out, she hit it two more times. So then she took one off, and she goes, there. I go, wait a minute, there's one more you didn't take off. So it was like $1.50. So I would have been charged three times the cost had I not caught it. And then I had another one. It was a $35 mistake. It was something that rang up totally way over what the price was. And I caught that. And I said, wait a minute, I don't have that item. You know, that's something that scanned wrong somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to take a list, like a notepad. And when I'm in the store, especially if it's one of those that's if you buy three, then you get a great price. You might get $2 off each item. I'll jot it down or I'll circle it in the ad. Now, where I'm at, they're not even sending ads out anymore. All the stores have stopped sending ads. I don't know if it's a cost thing, but they say you can get it online. So obviously you have to get on your computer and look everything up now if you want to cost compare. But that's just something that's probably one of my most important tips is just check them as they are scanning them and know your prices and check the unit price. A lot of times if you check the unit price on the shelves, you think you're getting a good deal. And then you go, oh, wait a minute, that's 6 cents an ounce, but that's 20 cents an ounce. And it might be the size difference. It might be how it's packaged. So, I mean, I look at the price of potato chips. It's crazy. The bags are like 6 or 7 ounces or 8 ounces, and some of them are close to $5. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how the prices of those have gone up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was going to say, I agree with you that vegetables and fruit are cheaper at Costco. I want to confirm that. And you were mentioning speed of preparation, but honestly, it's kind of a learning curve. Like when you first learned to ride your bike, it was slow, you weren't steady, but after a while you hop on it and just zoom. And so actually throwing food in the crock pot can maybe take you 5 or 10 minutes. And honestly, by the time you go out to your freezer, find the prepared food, get it set up and put it in the oven, you may not be saving preparation time, okay, very much. But you're also, like you were talking about, all the chemicals and stuff, they're really bad for you. Now, I'm not saying I never eat anything prepared, because I do once in a while. But the vast majority of our food is made from scratch, so to speak. And you're eliminating those chemicals that are known to be cancer-causing. It's bizarre. Like these Impossible Burgers, I looked into it, and they have known cancer-causing agents in it to make it look like fake meat, okay? So I don't care if you're vegetarian or not. It doesn't matter if you are. Don't eat them. Don't eat meat. But you're not necessarily eating anything healthier. Actually, you're eating something much less healthy for you than just plain meat. So that's something to consider. But it's kind of the learning curve. And like you said, you go around, you know where the best deals are. I wish we had Aldi's or Menards. We don't, okay? But I look for stuff, but my granddaughters are already trained, are 9 and a half and 11, and they crack up. We know where you're going to be, Grandma, because I'm over where they have the markdown baskets usually. And we call it fishing because you can't catch fish if you don't go fishing. And so I just joke. And so we go look and I check and see what's in there. And I've actually find some cute little gift presents sometimes because they mark down at the end of the seasons, you know, different activities. And I found amazingly good deals. I got a whole bunch of Toll House chocolate chips for only 99 cents a bag. They're marking them down because the whole main holiday is over and people don't tend to bake a lot in the summer. So they're perfectly good. I vacuum packed them and I'll keep my basement, which just happens to be cool and dark, which is great for storage.
And then when holidays come up, or I do special meals sometimes for people and stuff, then I have the stuff available, and I'm not paying $3 a package. I'm only paid a dollar. And those are harder to come by because inflation's going up, and I've had to, like, I used to be able to get butter for a dollar, and then it used to be like $1.50, you know, $9.99 and $1.49. But $2 is still a good deal compared to what the regular price is. That's why I stocked up on the butter now. And all those little things, they really, truly add up, and they allow you to eat better, healthier, and don't pay as much money. And so, to me, that's the positive way of fighting the inflation that we can't stop. And another thing you could do is go to farmers markets. Sometimes they are good deals. You know your prices, but they're probably healthier, and they're going to be fresher. So a lot of places have farmers markets. For us, it's too far for me to drive in for the time and the money I would save, plus I grow stuff myself. But they can be a good way, and you can put up your own food. Now, that does take time to put up your own food, like you were slicing all those strawberries and stuff. But you know your strawberries are organic. You know they're super fresh. They're super sweet when you grow them yourself. You cannot buy them in a store that tastes like grown ones. This year, my strawberries, I had redone them a couple years ago. They're doing really well, and I'm actually getting the sweet, wonderful, fresh strawberries that I remember as a kid. And so you really, it's hard to put a price on that, especially when you price organic produce, okay?
Yeah.
But it's a good idea, but you also have to think, what do you do with your time? I know that, like, when I had 5 kids, I was swamped. I still did a lot of canning and preserving. But a lot of people, they work all day. I know they put their 8 hours and maybe another hour to travel. But you're not going to go to bed for another 4 or 5 hours. So what are you going to do in that time? You're going to sit and watch TV, you know, or go on your computer, you know, play games. You could take half of that time and be productive and put up stuff and still have your break. So I feel like it's kind of, it's what I call living intentionally, okay? And like when you make your list of things that you want to get to store, you're being intentional about what you're planning to purchase. And when you make your list, like I make a list a lot of days if I have a lot to do. I make a whole list because then I can figure out what I can get done. I deal with really serious fatigue. Some days I can't hardly get out of a chair. I mean, it's really annoying. I've been doing better lately, but yesterday was a bad day. And so I have to make these lists. So what can I do? Well, my husband takes turmeric capsules, are 5 part turmeric and 1 part black pepper, and it cuts inflammation, and therefore he doesn't have to take the prescription drugs as much at all. And so I thought, well, I can sit at the table and I can make up a whole bunch of capsules, you know. But if you didn't have a list or something down, you think, oh, I just can't do anything, I'm too tired. It's like, well, yeah, maybe you can do something, you know. And so I'm very much like, well, what can you do? Not so much what you can't do. And how could I fit in putting this up? Or how could I make this meal ahead? There's a lot of people that love to triple cook or whatever and freeze 2 meals. And that is wonderful if you can keep a list of what you have in your freezer and remember it. Okay, I'm just pretty visual. Like, that's not a real good fit for me at the moment. But it's actually a really good idea. And you can just get these little containers and fill them up and mark them real well on the outside. And you can pull out a meal and just heat it up, you know. So by doing that, you would save your energy for cooking it and your time, and you would have fast frozen food. But you made it, and you don't have all the junk chemicals in it, and it will taste a whole lot better. And it'll probably cost you two-thirds to half of what the regular price would be in a store. And that will make your food go further, too, for sure, and you'll save money. And that way you won't be stressed out like, man, I can't even afford to buy the potatoes this week. Well, you know, you can't store potatoes really far ahead unless you have a cold dark cellar, which I do happen to have. But even then they start to sprout because they're last year's potatoes. They just do. But there are a lot of other things that you can store, especially the pastas and the canned goods and the frozen stuff. And, you know, you can make you'll feel more empowered. And you'll be eating healthier. I know Kathy and I both like to make a lot of our stuff from scratch. And some meals take a lot more, but really there's a whole lot of stuff you can throw in a crock pot. Or I've only used my Instant Pot about 4 times because I'm just learning about it. But it was so handy. I took a frozen piece of meat and threw some other stuff in with it, and it was delicious, and it was made like in a half hour. You know, I thought, wow. And I wanted to use it mostly in summer so I don't have to heat up the house so much. So I know you do things to keep things cooler too.
Yeah, I really have to get mine out and experiment with it. It's just probably going to have to be once I'm through the season or when I have a little bit of time. It's just, I know there's a learning curve. I know a couple mm-hmm. of people who have them. They use them. I mean, I know like rice can be cooked really fast and meat and a soup and all, but so that probably is well worth it. Mm-hmm. One of the things I did, and I took, container pot, and because I wanted to do lettuce, so I did a whole, it looks like a rectangular container box. It's probably 24 inches long by probably 5 inches wide, 6 inches wide, and I've got spinach coming. Well, you know, it's hot here now, so what I do in the morning is I take a screen or I take the black trays that you get your bedding plants in, and I prop them up next to the house, and I cover so the sun isn't beating on my spinach, and I'm just cutting and cutting. So I haven't had to buy spinach, and I did have lettuce, but something got it, and I think I have a resident toad. He keeps burying himself to keep cool in there, so I just leave him alone because I know he's eating bugs and stuff, so it's okay, but... I took the romaine lettuce that you get in the head, and I cut it off, and I left about probably 2 to 3 inches. And I cut the very tip or the end off, a real thin slice, and I made like a little tiny X at the bottom. And I have rooting hormone, so I take a little cap. I just very gently, you know, put a little bit of there. I tap it in the end of the end of it, I kind of dust it, I guess, or I tap it in the cap, and then I dig a little hole, and now I've got probably 6 or 7 heads of romaine lettuce growing in those container boxes. So I go out nice. And trim off some of the different, leaves off of them. I'm going to just keep seeing how long I can keep them to grow. I don't know if I can get them to grow through the summer, but I'd like to do it even in the fall. Because I think in the fall, they'll last quite a long time until it gets really cold. And I mm-hmm. did some of my basil that way. I've got a purple basil, and I put it in a container pot. And it's much happier than being in the ground because it's real fragile. So it's just, you can do that. I mean, you can have your own salad greens, and it's really easy. And you just go out and fertilize them and water them. We'll be back in a minute, sir.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, Sharon, I wanted to tell you before the class gets away from us, I wanted to tell you thank you for all your help and your friendship. You're kind of my go-to person if I have an issue. I honestly don't have a lot of people that I know that do what I do. When I tell my friends and family, they go, if I wanted, I'd just go buy it. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, that's too much work. Or why would you grow? You know, I get my fingernails dirty. And so Sharon and you and Vince and all the USA preparers, instructors, I really value your friendship. I did want to thank you. I wanted to thank you for helping me today, too. So I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. You know, and I really appreciate calling you, too, because we just love a good deal, and we live a very similar lifestyle. And I only have really one other friend who does stuff like this. And so it's really fun to call. But she doesn't really get that many markdown things. We do the markdown stuff. And it's fun. But, you know, it is rewarding to do things yourself. It really is. And you can take pride and joy. Like, I love to can and dehydrate, and I go down to my basement where we have shelves of this, and I have all the salsa I made, or I have the green beans I made the way I like them, or I have meat. I can a lot of meat that comes off our freezer. And it's just rewarding. It stays there. Cleaning is, to me, a necessary job. I can't say I take great joy in cleaning most things. I mean, you have to keep life going. But if you mop a floor, it can be dirty in a day or two. But if you can up a dozen jars of something, even if you eat one, you have 11 left. And so it's visual, it's usable, but I also like knowing what's in my food. And I totally admit I'm not a purist. I will eat stuff that isn't all that great for you, but the vast majority of food that we eat is good for you. It's healthy, and I know what's in it. And there's something really rewarding to me to put this little tiny seed in the ground and end up with a great big plant of peas. Or lettuce, or whatever you have out in the garden, like broccoli. I start my broccoli inside, you know, this itty bitty little seed, and end up with this 2 foot high plant. And I just think you're watching a miracle happen all the time. And to me, that's very rewarding. yeah, you get dirty, but crying out loud, we live in such an antiseptic lifestyle, and you can wear gloves. I tend to forget them sometimes. I go out to gather up something, and I start pulling weeds, and of course my hands get dirty then. But it's actually rewarding doing something constructive. The exercise alone is good for you, but the health benefits of eating what I grow is organic food. And so the benefits of that are definitely better for you, and avoiding less amount of chemicals is really good for you too. And like I said, I'm not a purist, but we do the majority of what we eat is healthy. Okay. And so, there's just a lot to be said beyond the fact that you save money with the prices going up. We're on a very set budget. We get Social Security. That's what we get, you know? And so when you see things jump, I would say overall 50%, and some are double, as you and I have talked about. If you were to go across the board, I would guess the majority of groceries have gone up about 50%. And that's a huge jump, because if you were paying $600 to buy the same thing, you'd have to buy $900. Now, I don't spend $600 a month at all. I'm just throwing out a number for probably a family of four or something, I'm guessing. I don't know. I was going to look it up, and I didn't. But nevertheless, you're having to come up with 50% more of your groceries if you just buy from the shelf and what's out there when you want it, as opposed to saving tons of money by buying it ahead, having what I call a prepared pantry, so you have all those canned goods on hand and you can wait for a chance when they come on sale well, or if you even find them in the markdown, because most stuff in the markdown will last a really long time. So anyway, thank you, though, for your compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And I end up sometimes getting more markdowns. I mean, I go in and they might have cases of chili beans for 30 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go buy three cases because 30 cents is good for 2 years. You're going to use it. And when you look at the price on the shelf, it's $1.40. Or so because I have done this for years, I have a lot down in my basement and in my pantry that I can just do that. And I want to, before we end, I want to say, one of the things I have done, and it took me a while, so anybody that's just starting out, don't feel like you have to do this, but I try to set aside maybe 5% of my grocery money that I get to spend. I put that aside. I call it like my bulk food, or if there's, let's say, an emergency or a holiday, or you run into, let's say, somebody says, oh, my gosh, you know, they've got these products or meat for... If, you know, you can get this much and you spend $100, but you can save two-thirds of it, then you have that little reserve. And I know people use credit cards, and I don't have a problem with it. But my feeling is it's easier for me to keep track of what I'm spending. It doesn't go into all the other budgets. And I know I could do it, but it's just I've done cash for so long, and I think it prepares you. If you only take what you can spend, then you don't go over budget. And
I agree.
Last thing I want to say is if you can get a vacuum sealer, you can get them on sale at Costco. That saved me a ton of money through the years. They pay for themselves in a year. So I wanted to thank you, Karen. It was enjoyable.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. And everybody out there, have a good day, too. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. And gardening is therapeutic. It really is. And it's good for you.
Yep.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.